Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Josh Gordon has been suspended again. The Panthers are reportedly making a change at QB. Jarvis Landry is the latest Browns receiver who wants out, and Drew Brees could set a big record tonight. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, December 16th.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We have some late breaking news as we were about to tape the podcast today. The NFL announced that Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely without pay for violating the NFL policies on performance-enhancing substances and substances of abuse. Gordon has a well-documented history of substance abuse. The league suspended him for the entire 2014 season and then again for all of 2015. He's also stepped away from the league to enter rehab before. Gordon began this season with the Patriots, catching 20 balls in 6 games. He played his last 5 games for Seattle, with only 7 catches for 139 yards, though he did have a big 58-yard grab just yesterday. More information will surely come out, so check out the MMQB for updates. The Panthers are reportedly turning the offense over to Will Greer. After 6 straight losses behind second-year QB Kyle Allen, the team really has nothing to lose. So it sounds like interim coach Perry Fuel will have a new signal caller under center for Week 16. Ian Rappaport reported today that the third-round pick is likely to start next week against the Colts. Greer was drafted 100th overall last year out of West Virginia and has yet to see any game action this season. The Panthers are 5-9 and have a lot of decisions to make at QB this offseason. Keep in mind, of course, they're waiting to see if Cam Newton will be healthy, which would go a long way in determining whether they want to bring him back. With no clear answer, it sounds like Greer will at least get a chance to show what he can do. Last week, Odell Beckham was the star receiver who reportedly wanted his way out of Cleveland. Today, it's Jarvis Landry. Yesterday, we saw Landry and head coach Freddie Kitchens arguing on the sidelines in the Browns' loss to the Cardinals that knocked them out of the playoff race. Today, NFL Network's Michael Silver reported that multiple Browns players, including Landry, yelled, quote, "Come get me," to the Cardinals' sideline, apparently implying that they'd like to get out of Cleveland. It's been a tough year in Cleveland, as the team fell short of very high preseason expectations. It's still not known how much they'll overhaul the team, or if they'll try to keep the whole band together. Kitchens spoke today about his exchange with Landry on the sideline and said, quote, "I wouldn't change Jarvis for anything. Jarvis plays the game with passion, which I love. He's tough, he's physical, he wants to win, and when you want to win as badly as Jarvis does, sometimes your emotion gets the best of you. But I don't have a problem with Jarvis, he's one of my favorites, the way he plays the game, him as a person, everything." The Browns are 6-8 with 2 games left against the Ravens and Bengals to close out the season. One thing we know for sure, the drama isn't going away. And finally, the Saints are 9-point favorites tonight when they host the Colts on Monday Night Football. The Saints are 10-3 and have clinched the NFC South. With a win, they would be tied with the Seahawks, Packers, Vikings, and 49ers in the loaded NFC battle for playoff positioning. The Colts are 6-7, still hanging on by a thread in the AFC wildcard hunt, but would officially be eliminated with a loss. The big story tonight is that Drew Brees has a chance to set the all-time record for career passing touchdowns. He's currently in third place with 537. He's 1 behind Tom Brady and 2 behind Peyton Manning, with a chance to pass both of them in front of his home crowd in primetime. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.